choice. Either stay true to your bandmates and the group's loyal fans, or leave and go it alone. It worked for Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson and Robbie Williams, so why shouldn't it work for Justin? And who's to say, in this frantic age of rapid turnover and constantly shifting fan loyalties, which is the more courageous course of action? In February 2002, there was much earnest speculation about the future of NSYNC, and throughout the early part of the year, the music press buzzed with rumours.